Good evening. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And happy first Sunday night in June. It is June 4th, and tonight is an open mic show, which means we're going to talk about opening your sensitivity and psychic awareness, as well as answer some questions that you may have either about yourself or about how psychic development works, how you can get better at it, and what is in it for you, which is a lot, because I don't know how I can live life without having this special sensitivity. So we are taking calls tonight, and the number to call in for your questions is 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471. I just want to mention before we get started, and please call in, we'll get to your calls. I just want to mention my trilogy books that I wrote in 2013 when my sister was ill. I really couldn't sit and figure out how to write a book. So what I did is I took all of the classes that I taught over the last 30 years and I put them in book form. And I arranged the classes in level 1, level 2, and level 3. The lessons have been many, and the rewards are greater than anyone can put into words. Why do you want to teach the work to others? Because it's important. It teaches us the truth. And truth comes from experience and knowing what you feel inside and learning how to listen to it. That is your truth. So we do have our first caller tonight. Her name is Pari. And she's from New York. Good evening, Pari. How are you? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, now I can hear you. What can I do for you, my little Aquarian princess?
I'm calling. I'm looking to get some additional work outside of the regular work I do. I need to bring in more income. And I've been looking for a little bit, and I'm just hoping I'll get something soon. And I just wondered if you can tell me anything about, like,
I know if that
you see me.
Have had a really difficult time, and I will say that by the end of the summer, you should be well established. What is it that you do, Pari?
Well, I'm a photographer, but right now I'm looking for other work outside of that just to bring in, you know, a quick job to pick up just to bring in some extra money while I work on my career.
Are you any good at word processing?
Not really.
Oh, that's where I know that you can make very good money. All you need to do is be a typist in a lawyer's office, and you can make very, very good money. I think they start at $19 an hour. So you might want to pick up on your word processing skills. We're talking about just making money. I know that you have other interests, and whatever they are, you are going to be, not in July, I think end of August, you'll find something that's more steady. But why did you look around at the colleges and universities to see how you could assist them? Are you wanting to do photography work or something else?
Well, I always want to do more photography if I can get it, but I just thought, in the meantime, I was trying to pick up some kind of part-time job just to make some extra money.
Like what? What category, Pari?
Well, I applied at a bookstore at a museum, and they said they'd call me, and they never got in touch, and I went in, and they were like, you know, that was one place I was hoping to work, but that didn't work out, and so I'm looking in restaurants. And
you should check Barnes & Noble. There's many of them in New York City, and you should also walk around to the restaurants because they're hiring all the time. And I'm certain that you're going to pick up something. Are you down in the village by any chance?
No.
Okay, because I feel you walking around Greenwich Village for some reason.
Oh, but I'm down there a lot, yeah.
Hey, I feel you walking and looking in Greenwich Village. And this is strange. I'm seeing you in something like a crystal shop doing retail in a strange off-the-wall type of a shop. You'd also be good in a photography shop or camera shop. It will come. Just visualize yourself already there. Thank you for my new job. Thank you for supplementing my income. It's turning around. We have a wonderful full moon on Friday in Sagittarius, and it's turning around. The planets have been retrograde for 5 months. Now they're moving forward again. And I do see something for you by the end of the summer. Okay?
Okay, but when you see something by the end of the summer, is that more like in my career?
You asked for your part-time work, and I just answered you. I see something coming to you that's more steady, not just here and there, as a part-time job by the end of the summer. Thank you for calling, Corinne.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're having open mics tonight, and you're invited to call in and ask your questions. And the number to call is 888-429-5471. I'm sure that many of you have been aware that we have all kinds of new energy on the planet. A lot of people are beginning to have very vivid dreams. They're beginning to have their ears open. They're becoming clairaudient, and they're developing in their psychic awareness. That's where I come in, because I can certainly help you not be afraid of what's happening with you, and I can try to guide you as to what's going on and how to open up more. We do have another caller. Her name is Anne. She's from Oklahoma, and her birthday is February 20th. So, good evening, Anne. How are you?
Anne, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me?
Yes. What can I do for you?
I'm wondering, do you see me in a relationship anytime soon or moving anytime soon? My life is kind of at a standstill.
Okay, I think there's two reasons for that, and both of those questions are very detailed questions that I would not be able to answer on the air. Do I see you moving? Not at this time, but you might be moving in the fall. As for a relationship, you're still hanging on to some pain from the past, and you really need to work that out. I think that you have an invisible wall that you may not be aware of that you've put up for anybody to get close to you. So that's beginning to work its way out. And I'm sure that it will in time. But I do feel that you're in for a job change as well, or a job raise or a promotion. Had you looked for that?
Well, I work for a doctor, and maybe she's going to promote me. I don't know. But I have the upcoming solar eclipse that's going to hit America.
Yes.
It's going to hit exactly my Pluto, and I'm concerned about that.
Well, let me tell you what that means. That means that all the karma that has been left undone has to be met. It also means that a lot of things that you've been desiring over the past 7 or 8 years are about to come in and manifest through people that you knew from your past lives. Pluto represents the deep death that also represents in the past and past lives. For example, you wanted to know if you were going to have a relationship. If somebody comes in from the past, you need to wait a good long time before you can trust the relationship again. The problem is sometimes we're lonely for so long, and then, you know, Mr. Past tense comes back in, and we'd rather be in that relationship than no relationship. So I want you to tread very carefully on that line, Anne. Be very careful with that. But I do see more money, whether it's your doctor or whether it's a new office. I'm not sure. You are having some changes. And if there's a move, I don't feel it'll be too far out of the area. Where were you thinking of moving to?
Oh, out of the area, like either the West Coast. My son was in California, or Montana. I don't know.
I don't see that
Arizona.
Coming up. That's why you have I don't know. Although I will tell you that in December, Saturn goes into Capricorn, and it might be a little easier for you, or you might really feel that you want to move. I think your son is having his own problems with where he's living, and he's about to relocate. Didn't I tell you this before? Didn't you call in in the past?
I did call in, and you told me not to move to California.
I'm telling you again not to for this. Isn't that funny? So that came back. Anyway, you need to have some patience. Are you doing your morning meditations and nightly review?
Yes.
You really need to do that and keep a journal. Start writing out that which you would like to achieve. Make a vision board about the handsome stranger. Go through magazines, cut out pictures of handsome men and put them on a vision board and look at them and say, I welcome I welcome a new relationship into my life that has honesty, trust, and caring. And then write down what you'd like in your relationship. And that will move the energies. But everything's going forward. Jupiter's going forward the night of the full moon, which is this Friday. So good luck to you, Anne, and please keep in touch.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And tonight we have an open mic, and I'd like to talk to you about the upcoming eclipse and how it may affect you. And of course, when Anne tells me it's in her eighth house, then I know what to think about that. As a matter of fact, it's coming and it's going to be in my ninth house, which is the house of higher education as well as the house of legalities. And that's very interesting because I do have a legal problem that I've had since 2013 that's about to be resolved. So it looks like the eclipse is working. Eclipses aren't necessarily bad. People have thought and been taught that eclipses are bad and dangerous. Sometimes they can be difficult when it comes to rulership or national politics or international worldwide upsets. They certainly can cause that. But I think because it's coming across the United States and it's in Leo, and of course, many of us back in the early 40s and up to 49 or so, we had Leo, Pluto in Leo, and those are the ones that will be affected. And many other people with their suns and risings in Leo as well. So keep a watch on it. If you'd like, get your astrological chart and know which section the eclipse is going to hit you. And then you can get the details of it. So spiritual interaction between men and women is becoming more noticed, and it certainly is at being respected now more than it was. These people are called light beings, and people are learning, light workers and healers are learning how to deal with light beings, who they are and what they do. Actually, light beings are beings that are invisible, and they're from other areas of the universe, and they come in and they help and they guide us. And we do have guides. Everybody has two guides. One is male and one is female. And if you do meditate and you do your chakras, you certainly can ask to meet your guides at some point, and perhaps they'll show up for you, which is pretty great. Then after that, you can learn how to tune in and pick up on what's going on around you. There's so many, many different parts of metaphysics, the different parts of your psychic sensitivity and intuition. So let me read some of them to you. Creative visualization, the out-of-body experience, meeting your spiritual guides. What do your dreams tell you? What is basic astrology? Does everybody have ESP? That's receiving a higher energy of knowledge. And then, how do I begin my own spiritual practice? These are questions that people from all over the world have been asking me for a long time. You need to relax, you need to meditate, and you need to let go. Instead of planning and saying this is going to work out this way or that's going to work out the other way, relax and ask for the result. Dr. Deepak Chopra teaches, don't worry about how you're going to get there. Don't worry about it. Just visualize the outcome and allow spirit to bring you the people and the experiences that will bring you what your desires are. It works. It really does. We're going to be listening to a wonderful song. It's by William Vitalis, and it's called Hummingbird. I absolutely love this song. William wrote this song back in the late 80s, and it really kind of makes you feel like you're soaring with the wind. So let's take a listen to Hummingbird by William Vitalis.
In a garden I'm playing my song to the sunrise, and out of my fiddle a hummingbird flies. Oh, I become a hummingbird. I fly through a cloud of pink walls, spiral down smooth shining halls, to a door in the shimmering. A feather that gleams in the sunlight, breath of the wind, and we all are in flight. Now we are thousands of hummingbirds, humming home over a lake, humming home to the mountains where flowers hang.
And you're all flying way, way, way up in the sky. I love that song. This is Let's Find Out, and tonight we have an open mic for you to call in and ask your personal questions. And the number is 888-429-5471. And I would love to talk to you. And right now we have on the phone Anne from Virginia. Hello, Anne. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
And happy birthday. Your birthday's coming up next week.
Yes, that's why I called.
Good. What can I do for you?
Well, it seems like this year has been doing a lot of work on my career, and it's a totally different, I guess you could say, life than last year. I turned 65 this year. So I'm wondering if that particular number or this particular year, things are supposed to sort of open up. Is there anything that you see in my chart that might lead to the, giving you some information on that?
This is a 5-year for you, Anne. So that's always the year of change. And it's a year of romance and change and travel, but nothing lasting. So I think that as you go into next year, you'll have something opening up that's a little bit more stable. You're going to set a different routine than what you're at now. As a matter of fact, I predict that everybody listening and everybody from this coming eclipse is going to have a totally different lifestyle in the fall than they have now. So what is it that you do, Anne?
I cook for a living. I'm a personal chef and a small caterer.
Oh, that's great. Is there any way that you'd start doing your own business? Some people
well,
are
it is
starting
my own business.
Oh, it is. Okay, because some people are serving in the homes of like 8 to 10 to dinner. They'll go over and they'll plan the meal and cater it. And that's that business has really grown. It's something that I had predicted a few years ago. But I think that you're going to taper off a little bit, but I do see you busy. You might do a few less a month than you've been doing. And I do see that you enjoy it, but sometimes you get a little tired, right?
Yes, I do. I do.
And since you're self-employed, you can set the pace of how many that you do. And don't overstretch yourself. The energies are in your favor, especially through the end of this year. And with Jupiter moving forward on Friday, you could be more busy during the summer than you usually are. Now, 65 is usually the age of retirement, but I don't think you really want to retire. I just think you'd like to slow down. Isn't that true?
Well, I was a teacher for 33 years, so I already have had my full-time job. This is my second career.
Okay. I said you have one pension coming in.
Yes, I have one pension coming in. That's right.
So you are taking care of yourself, and that's good. And you're just going to do it as you feel. I'd like you to do a little bit more meditation, and I'd like you to get a little bit more in tune with yourself. Do you have two children?
I have one child, a son.
Is that child married?
He's married.
He's married. That's why I feel too. Okay. But I feel that he's going to be needing you down the road. Is he nearby?
No, he lives in another state out west. I live in Virginia. He lives in Utah.
What's his first name?
Brian. B-R-I-A-N.
There might be a reason for you to go out there, either to look at property or just to go out and visit. And I think that's coming up. I don't think until October, but I do think that you're going to go out there. I don't know if he's near Park City, but Park City is just beautiful.
Yeah,
I was feeling Park City around you. Go ahead.
Yes, I was out there in April, so I was thinking of going out there again, maybe in August or September.
You're not going to go out when the eclipse is there. You're not going to go out for the eclipse because that's not good to travel.
Oh,
you don't want to go in September because Mercury is retrograde. So October is the perfect month to plan it. And I don't know why, but there's going to be a discussion about a relocation for you. You're going to discuss it with him.
Yes, I've thought about that. Yeah, I have thought about that.
And I think you're going to make some plans. So that's pretty exciting.
Good.
That's a big change. And you won't burden anybody, and you won't be in the way. Just allow yourself. You could live two blocks away or in another town, but you at least would be close by. And sometimes when we get older, we'd like to be close to people that care about us. So it's probably a good idea. I feel you have a good relationship. Isn't that true?
Yes, I do. Yes.
So you're very blessed. And good
thank
luck to you.
Much.
I think you're going to enjoy it. So happy birthday again, Ann.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, and you have a good evening.
Thank you for calling Let's Find Out. Again, this is Let's Find Out with Elizabeth Joyce, and we're taking calls. The number to call to ask your question about you and your life is 888-429-5471. I just wanted to talk to some people about the chakras and the aura. Now, a lot of people don't know what they really are, and sometimes people jump and say, oh, those chakras, they're evil. Well, the chakras are not evil. The chakras are an invisible part of our muscular system, and they spin whether we like it or not or whether we admit it or not, and they are what keeps our body in balance. But they can catch energy, much like a drain can catch dirt coming down the drain. And that energy has to be worked through before you can go on to your next level. So understanding the chakras and working them is important. And it's also important to strengthen your aura, especially nowadays, because when you strengthen your aura, you raise your vibration. And when you raise your vibration, you are less likely to have harm come to you, whether it's physical harm or mental, emotional harm. That is the beauty of why there are so many people wanting to become light beings. The field of around us is called our human energy field, or aura. And this emanates from trees, it emanates from the human and animal bodies, and even from inanimate objects. It's a psychic, electrical, medical effervescence surrounding your person, and it holds your character, your personality, and it also can either bring you down or bring you up. If your aura gets dark and it gets filled with what I call the buffer zone worries and concerns, because you all worry and concern, then it can not have a good effect. But when you clear it, it's like taking a shower. When you clear it and it becomes brilliant and it becomes around you, that's when magic happens. That's when you get your job. That's when you get the phone call from the person that you've been missing. That's when Mr. Right comes into your life. And that's when a lot of the things that you desire come into being. All activity in the human body is associated with electric currents, which circulate through the organs and actually form a definite electrical field around us. Scientists have perfected apparatus that can detect the very field of the force which exists in every living thing. And they can measure it, and they know that it's there, and they know that it's out of balance. The presence of this field can extend more than 25 miles from the body in some instances. This is not the same as static electricity that can be felt when we put on nylon or something similar, where we get that mild electrical shock. This is quite different. We have a biological electrical force field that can be considered at the first and dense of several layers. Actually, we have four layers to the aura. We have a brand new layer holding the fifth dimension energies, and that's a golden amber light. So if you have been seeing that on your third eye, or if when you close your eyes you feel a golden amber light around you, then you know that you're opening up to the fourth level of the aura, which is very, very healing, and it brings in a lot of wonderful things for you. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I just wanted to tell you that you can strengthen your aura during meditation, at the end of the meditation. And I think it's a very, very good idea to learn how to do that. If you get the trilogy books, it does explain these things, and it tells you step by step by step how to do that. And it's the best thing for you. It's like getting up in the morning and getting dressed, or brushing your teeth, or taking a shower. It refreshes you and you feel better and you don't feel as heavy and you stop the worrying, and it will also help you sleep to learn how to do this. We're going to go into our station break now. It's time to do that. So I'll be back and have some more information about developing your psychic sensitivity and your intuition right after these messages. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for our weekly cosmic tip. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Stargazing, week of June 5th through June 11th, 2017. On Sunday morning, the energetic sun challenges spiritual Neptune. On one level, you are stimulated to open your intuition. On another level, you may want to sleep in. Also on Sunday, Mars moves into Cancer until July 20th. This is a bit of an uncomfortable combination, but it can help you with home projects. Planning a trip to the beach is great with this aspect. Mars in Cancer can have you feeling grouchy and persnickety, so please try to practice patience with family members. The early work week is under a focused Scorpio moon. You can accomplish a lot if you put your mind to it. Tuesday is the shifting day this week. Venus enters Taurus for the rest of the month. Taurus likes sensual pleasures and manifesting its needs and desires. Some go in an artistic direction and others go in a make-money direction for the rest of the month. Get ready to make plans and move ahead with projects, because Venus and Juno together can bring you many blessings. Mercury enters one of his favorite signs, Gemini, until June 21st. Get a massage. When Mercury is in Gemini, it goes from one quick project to the next. This fast-paced energy shines a light on businesses, social connections, communications, transportation, and travel through the summer solstice. The full moon is on Friday at 19 degrees Sagittarius. It forms a pattern called a T-square, where you are challenged to put contradictory things together. The full moon is at the top of this T-shaped pattern and lands very close to Donald Trump's Gemini sun and Sagittarius moon, making him a good person to watch to see how this energy is going to manifest. It should bring in some more stress and strain for the president. Things can get a little tricky at this full moon because Saturn can put a damper on Sagittarius luck. Usually this energy brings completions to projects, but with Saturn's presence, you can expect a slowdown, obstacles, and delays. Ideally, Gemini wants projects to move quickly, and Sagittarius, which is ruled by Jupiter, wants to do things in a big way. But the energy is preparing for the late August eclipse, which sweeps across the United States, so expect delays and realignments before that time. Remember, patience and persistence conquer all things. You can make progress on big projects now if you are willing to break them down into smaller, more manageable pieces. Neptune serves as the base of this T-square, challenging you to open up to a higher vision. Neptune bursts illusions and opens your intuition to spiritual truth, or it can have you doing escapist behavior. It wouldn't be a bad idea to sneak away for a short trip, even if it's just a day trip to nature. Expansive Jupiter ends his retrograde cycle this week. Lucky Jupiter turns direct, and this brings you a time for your hopes and dreams to come true, to come out of the shadows of your mind and enter the world for the first time since February. In the week ahead, the pace will increase, and the projects and plans put on hold are going to begin to move forward faster. This change could also bring you travel abroad or a new partnership from foreign lands. On Saturday, the moon moves into Capricorn, asking you to accomplish something tangible. In the early afternoon, the moon makes a harmonious trine to Venus, bringing a soft and gentle energy. Work in the morning and treat yourself to something sensual and luxurious in the afternoon. Sunday's Capricorn moon tends to be serious and responsible, but there's always room for Capricorn's dry humor. Meditate or do something for your spiritual well-being Sunday morning while psychic Neptune is active. You could also have some precognitive dreams, so be sure to keep a journal. This is Elizabeth Joyce with BBSRadio.com's Let's Find Out. And now, let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. I just wanted to let you know about my summer schedule. Usually in the summertime, I write a book. I've been doing that since 2007. However, this summer, I will be on the road, being in some movies, as well as writing my first screenplay. The screenplay is about the book that's just come out, Unlimited Realities, and we have wonderful support. So expect the film to be out in about a year. In the meantime, I'm offering tarot lessons by Skype. I teach how to get started in meditation and how to keep up your meditative practice. I train people to give readings at the psychic fairs so that they can begin to earn an income. And I also do spiritual counseling. I am here for you. You can reach me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net, or you can check my website, www.new-visions.com, for my schedule during the summer. Also, why don't you have a psychic party? I'll come and give readings to you and your friends, and we can have a great time. What a wonderful summer experience that is. Your questions will be answered, and you can record the session if you like. Hoping to hear from you, and thank you for listening to Let's Find Out at bbsradio.com, Station 2, on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. Now let's get back to the show. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I have just completed my new book, Unlimited Realities. I have completed Unlimited Realities, which is my life story, on the eve of me entering my golden years. It's a memoir. It's the life of a gifted seer and healer. When I was 8, I became ill with a touch of TB. We lived in Ridgewood, New Jersey, but Mother had grown up in Warner, New Hampshire, where her mother and family still lived. I was shipped up to Grandma's to live for a year, which was the beginning of the saving of my soul as well as my life. Grammy Hempel was a fourth-generation shaman born on a small Indian tribe in the state of Maine. During that precious time, I learned so much. Grammy taught me integrity of the heart. There, in the Mink Hills of New Hampshire, I received my first nurturing. I felt the touch of God's love, the glory of the animals, nature, clean air and water, honesty, integrity, and most of all, self-responsibility. I came to see that the mark of true wisdom is twofold. First, it encompasses every aspect of our being, body, mind, and spirit. Second, it touches our personal lives as well as our relationships with family, community, and the world. This book, Unlimited Realities, a memoir, is a page-turner. There are many, many spiritual stories over my lifetime, and I'd like to share them with you. Most of them are very uplifting, and they may show you how you yourself have your own psychic sensitivities to create your own unlimited reality. I would love you to read it and share to see how spirit works through the unfoldment of every day of our life. Unlimited Realities can be purchased at my website, www.new-visions.com, and after March 1st, it can be purchased on Amazon.com as well. Pick it up. You won't be able to put it down. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. I would like you to be a guest on my BBS radio show, Let's Find Out. It's a live internet radio show on bbsradio.com at Station 2. We discuss holistic health modalities, ESP, psychic services, New Age books, and much, much more. BBS Radio has a great worldwide listenership, and we utilize an over 6,000 name email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself, your business, your interests, your books or products, to promote yourself and your website and gain credibility. You will love this. Being on the air is really a lot of fun. The show is an hour long, and you can talk about yourself and promote your gifts and your talents any way you please. We will create a list of 15 questions or more that I will ask you during the show to focus on that which you want to promote. I would love to book you as a guest for the show. We are on Sunday nights live at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If this sounds like something you would like to do, please send me an email for the Let's Find Out agreement form and all the details. My email is elizabeth.joyce.bbsradio@gmail.com. We are now booking air dates from June 1st through September 2017. Thank you for your consideration.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Station 2. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet radio talk show on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-429-5471. Again, that's 888-429-5471 in the U.S. and Canada. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's BBS Radio. So now, let's find out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
I am blissfully abundant when I gaze into your eyes, and I'm blissfully abundant knowing love that never dies. I am blissfully abundant for the joyous way I feel, and I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am. There's a wishful way of thinking that brings the world to me, and this wishful state of being causes real from fantasy. For the mind that stays wide open to the goodness that it feels says I'm blissfully at peace, all is well and I am.
And that was Elaine Silver singing Blissfully Abundant. It's a song that she wrote, and I absolutely love it because we are all blissfully abundant. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. This is a call-in evening with an open mic, and the number is 888-429-5471. We still have a little time if you'd like to call in and ask a question. We were lucky to get Mimi back. Are you there, Mimi?
Hi. Yes, Elizabeth. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for that beautiful song. I felt like it was just meant for me.
Oh.
My question is, I've been feeling a little off balance these past few months, mm-hmm. and I'm asking for any guidance or suggestions to support and strengthen my body and soul.
Well, Mimi, we've had five planets retrograde, and I do know you. I think you're a little bit sensitive to that. And the only thing that I can say is watch your diet, watch your sugar. Make sure you at least walk 15 minutes a day, and make sure you do those meditations. Sometimes when we get lethargic and we get down in the depths and the blahs, we don't do the meditations. We say, oh, that's not going to do me any good. I don't feel any better today. Whatever goes through our mind to get us away from that which we need to do. You will find yourself strengthening through the summer. And by the time we get to the eclipse, I think that you'll be ready for whatever comes, Mimi. So keep going. You're doing great.
Thank you. Thank you for being you, Elizabeth, and for teaching. Bye-bye.
And take care. Bye-bye. We have now Liliana from Massachusetts. Is that right, Liliana?
That is correct.
And what can I do for you tonight?
I'm having some questions and searching for some answers that may be coming through from my grandmother, who passed away just over 6 months ago now.
What are you asking for yourself, Liliana?
I'm asking for guidance and direction from her on how to handle
Liliana,
her.
Liliana, I'm not doing mediumship tonight on the radio, but I am.
Uh-huh.
I can do that offline for you. That's a little bit more involved. And so if you have something for you that you want to have the guidance about, that's fine.
Okay. Seeking guidance for myself on how to connect with, I feel, the voice that I have within myself.
Well, you know, that's what this whole show is about, Liliana. That's what Let's Find Out is about, how to connect with your inner being. I don't know if you've been to my website. I have wonderful meditations, the best one I've ever done. I did in 1993, and it's called The Chakras and Your Body. And I you're feeling a little bit depressed with me, and you're feeling a little bit like you're weakened in some way. And that could have to do with just mental stress. It doesn't mean that anything's wrong. If you lost your grandmother 6 months ago, you're probably still recovering from that upset. So the best way that I can serve you is to tell you to download The Chakras and Your Body from the website and start listening to it every single day for 4 months. It will really save you and strengthen you. It will also help you with your aura. Don't allow yourself to put those negative thoughts into your mind. Dismiss them and use a little mantra like I'm blissfully abundant or I'm bountiful, blissful, and beautiful. I'm a daughter of God. I have wonderful strength. I'm on this planet to be here. If you try that, I know you'll feel a lot better.
I think that's truly what I'm seeking, is that connection to the strength and that what I know I have within myself that I've been doubting.
And we all have it, Liliana. I would love to talk with you offline. Do you have my email?
This was the first time I've discovered you, so I will look at your website.
Great, and I'd love to reach out. Just build yourself up spiritually, honey, and you'll be just fine. Open up to that energy every day. Just open your crown chakra and bring in the light, because that's, you have to fill your gas tank to run the car. You have to fill yourself to run yourself. Thank you for calling. Liliana.
I understand that. Thank you very much for your time and taking my call.
Well, that's what we do when we have to build up our aura. Through the veils of the aura, you can receive thought forms. You can receive healing energy from other people. You can see colors and gain from their interpretation. You can use your aura for self-protection, which is a white light wrapping. This builds your charisma. This brings project thoughts into form. It also enables you to project healing energy to others. You can sense when you're in danger, and that's really important nowadays. What happens is you join with your spiritual body and the ethers and the etheric self, and you can even soul travel. So there are symbols. And you can transcend time and space. If you listen to The Chakras in Your Body, which is what I made with Richard Shulman, it's a recording that I made in 1993, you will really strengthen your entire being. So I recommend that. We have Leona calling from Pennsylvania. Good evening, Leona.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
I do know you. How have you been?
Very good. I do have a dilemma, though, on my plate, and I can't see a solution. So I was hoping you could help me with that, but everything you're saying so far tonight is helping. So I have a dilemma at work, and what I'm being told is not what I'm experiencing, and I'm not able to see through it. So I was wondering if you can tune into that and tell me what you're feeling.
Can you tell me what's going on? Are you feeling rejected? Are you feeling not appreciated?
Well, I'll do something that appears to be a challenge, and then I get trumped on it and be told that just the opposite. And that's not what the result is happening.
What you need to do is switch the tables and take control. You're allowing yourself for some reason to be emotionally beaten up. Before you start a project, have your boss tell you exactly what needs to be done and write it down. You can get to the point where you have her sign the paper. This is what you told me. Sign this paper, and this is what I'll do. I know it's a little extreme, and you might want to just start by asking her what she wants and you writing it down and see what happens. But people, when people attack you like that, it's one of two things. Either they're very stressed or they want you out for some reason. And if that's true, Leona, then you have to look at your thoughts. Are you saying, I hate my job, I don't want to be there anymore? Because if you are saying that, you're going to create it, especially in this energy. I know changes are coming. This full moon is very powerful on Friday night. Changes are coming and your thoughts are going to be picked up on. So you have a little bit of time. You have 4 days, Leona, to reverse that thought. Just see it all working out smoothly. See that you're going to listen and take direction and see that you welcome direction and that it's okay. That you're very good at what you do. Start thinking that way and don't get mad at people. Just understand that this is, the universe is never, you know, it's always exact. So you don't want to leave. You do everything you can to make your boss feel secure that you could do the job.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much. You
let me know if you need me. I'm not far away.
Okay. Thank you.
Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're learning tonight about how to take our own power, and we're learning how to open our intuition and psychic sensitivity so that it can really work with us in the world on an everyday basis. This isn't something like walking the boardwalk and getting a reading from a gypsy, not at all. What I teach is spiritual awareness and how to make yourself raise your vibration, become a better person, fill yourself with the love and light of the universe, and be of service. That's what we're here for. That's how the soul grows, and that's how the soul finds its way back to God. I wrote a book called Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul. I'm sure that book would be very, very helpful to a lot of you. You might want to get it from Amazon.com. Seeding and Nurturing the Garden of Your Soul came to me in 2014, and I wrote that book in 6 weeks. It was as if the masters were standing in front of me and dictating the book and saying, this has to get out to the world. These people have to understand what they can do to make the world a better place, their community a better place, and their life a better place. So I would love you to pick that up if you think that you are in need. In the meantime, I'm always here. I have a 24-hour answering service, and that's 201-934-8986. I love to have open mic and to hear all of you so that I know that you're listening, and hopefully I can be helpful and guide you in a new way of thinking. We're about to go into our nightly meditation. Every time I'm on the air, I end with a meditation. And tonight's meditation is Stopping Karma by Raising Your Vibration. I thought that would be very helpful at this time. We're going into stress, turbulence, strain, both with our country and the weather. We have a powerful eclipse that has not been here in a long time. As a matter of fact, I think the last time it was here was when Johnson was president, Andrew Johnson, way, way, way back in the 1800s. So just know that there's going to be some upset and some controversy, but it always works out. We're all together here. We're all one. We're all part of each other. We have the same desires. We have our children that we want to educate. We have our husbands. We have our wives. We have our homes and our families. Let's protect them. Open yourself up to your intuition and let yourself be your own guide. Thank you and good night. This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. Tonight, we're going to do a meditation called Raising Your Consciousness and Inner Vibration. So sit with both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes. Take some deep breaths. And begin to relax your body. You are preparing to rise your inner vibration to ascend to a higher level of consciousness. You can assume the lotus position or lie down with both legs straight and uncrossed. Or if you are sitting in a chair, have both feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes and begin to relax your emotional body. Inhale slowly and deeply. Hold the breath. Count to four. Exhale slowly and deeply. Count to four.
Inhale again, holding the breath, count to four. Exhale, count to four. Inhale one more time, count to four. Exhale, count to four. Now return to your regular breathing. In your mind's eye, recall your earliest memory. Take your time and follow this event. Examine it. Allow the remembering to fill you. Simply witness it like you're watching a movie. Do not mentally comment, compare, or judge the memory. Just allow it. Now, begin to remember some other events in your life as they come up from within you. Take your time. Watch each event as detached as possible. As if you were in the front row of a movie theater watching the main feature. Without any emotion, witness the memories. As you watch your life unfold, you may become sentimental about what you are seeing, about the people, places, things, or activities you are recalling. Inwardly say this affirmation: I am free of these events and am ready to accept the next moment. I am free of these events and am ready to accept the next moment. I am free of these events and am ready to accept the next moment. If you have a strong relationship with a physical or invisible divinity, you may find that it feels comfortable to state, God, I am giving all of this to you. It has been and always will be yours. Thy will be done. If this is the right affirmation prayer for you, it may leave you feeling like you're a part of a universal tapestry, filled with peace and harmony, and ready for God to carry you away to internal tranquility. If this happens for you, then you will know that you are on the right path. Consider that this is an inner attitude rather than a recitation. Repeat your affirmation prayer as long as necessary until you are completely free of the events imprinted on your soul, until you are free from any reaction of the events you are recalling. As you view these scenes from your current life in your mind, if you feel or identify with a nostalgic sentimentality or attachment towards any aspect or event, you are not ready to join a higher power in the higher dimensions, and you will reincarnate again as a human. However, you can clear yourself of these emotional attachments. Your rebirth can occur when this meditation ends, or sometime before the end of this lifetime. When you are empty of reaction to this individual life, you will be filled with a loving energy and will find an uplifting interaction with all of life. What have you been carrying that needs to be put down, that needs to be blessed and left behind? Do you still harbor feelings of regret, anger, hate, disappointment, or any other angers or fears that apply to events, people, or things that are not here now? Why do you do this, and why do you allow for this painful activity? Why do you cause separation from your blessed higher self or a higher vibration? Life can be equated to a boat ride, taking you from one shore to another. As the boat crosses over the water, it leaves a wake in its path. This wave represents your past, just like the wake from a boat it leaves its wave behind and doesn't help the boat move forward at all, showing you that your past doesn't drive you towards the other shore. What's done is done, if only you can be done with it. If you don't face the front of the boat and focus your attention in the present moment, you will not be able to avoid running into the icebergs or other potential hazards that could be jeopardizing your trip through life. When you practice the art of walking in oneness, focusing on each moment, your karma is filled and up to date at all times. When your thoughts dwell on the pain of your past or in fantasizing into the future, this is what keeps you paying a karmic debt over and over and over again. Simply focus on this moment and witness the path that your boat is traveling. This brings action free of reaction and hence free of karma. So now, allow yourself to relax. Melt into your meditative posture. Focus on your breath. Feel its entry into the body, its retention, and then it leaving the body. Visualize your great-grandparents in your mind's eye, the third eye, seeing them being born. Have events take place in their life, and eventually give birth to your grandparents. Visualize your grandparents, see them being born. Have events take place in their life and eventually give birth to your parents. Now, visualize your parents being born. Have events taking place in their lives and eventually giving birth to you. As clearly as possible, without reacting physically, mentally, or emotionally, watch all of these events unfold in this inner scene of your third eye. Witness these events as unattached as you can. Simply leave the attachments to all the events that have resulted in your being here. Now, today, in this moment. Know that in this minute, you are on a boat ride, the boat ride of your life. And to look back is to reattach to your ancestors, your old karma, and all the suffering that clings to it. So choose to look ahead. Be free of karma. Enjoy the ride now. Reach out for your higher vibration. Reach out to your new future. Reach out to the fifth dimension. Take a deep breath. Release the breath, relax, and continue to meditate within yourself. Do this meditation several times to allow for a complete detachment. If it appears again down the road, begin this meditation again to remove any emotion and attachments of your past. Once again, take a deep breath, relax, and continue to meditate within yourself.